this concerns and too in Vietnam, Anne and I were so impressed by the Four Noble Truths and the Three Rounds, and we found it was like hearing about it like new, and we had to consider so much about it, and we like to go on with it more and consider it more. The Three Rounds and the Four Noble Truths.
So what round is here?
So Satyajnana is already very difficult. It's not even Kichajnana, but even Satyajnana we found really, it's very deep.
That's why we have resolution to learn more, to understand more, because it's just now and it's not discerned as not I yet. That's why by hearing one knows that seeing is not I, but that's not enough.
So even seeing now is the first noble truth, because even seeing at this moment arises and falls away instantly.
It's dukkha, yeah.
It's totally unsatisfactory and there's clinging now to that which is already gone.
Yeah.
So even now, hearing about seeing, hearing about visible object as just a dharma, not a thing, not anyone, that is beginning to understand a little bit about the first noble truth at this moment, at this very moment. So it has to be now.
And it is also the second truth, because there is clinging to it as my seeing or I see.
And is the clinging? Am I aware of the clinging?
No.
I don't know much about it.
Just,
I don't even notice it.
But knowing that there is no understanding of it is the first round.
Yeah.
To study more, to understanding more, to have less attachment and clinging to wanting to experiencing it.
Yeah, I want to experience it.
So that is the second truth.
That is the second truth already.
That has to be eliminated.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it cannot appear as what Buddha has enlightened.
Yeah.
So viriya is this moment. Truthfulness is this moment. Resolution is this moment. Kanti, patience, is this moment too. No one there. Otherwise, it's quite a longer time to eliminate attachment. Longer and longer when attachment is there.
Tara is laughing. Of Kanti.
Kanti, your favorite word.
My favorite subject.
But even when we're talking about the first or the second noble truth, actually we don't even have to call it the first or the second noble truth, and we don't even have to mention Satyajnana, but by understanding more about what is real at this moment, like that which is seen, visible object, not anyone, and understanding how there's clinging instantly to that reality which has fallen away, and just beginning to understand more about these different dharmas in life at this moment, like even the moment of no patience, it's real too. It can also be known. So this is the development of right understanding, so that it becomes firmer and firmer. But as soon as there's wanting to know it or wanting to figure it out, then it's not understanding anything about what appears now.
Yeah. So I want to figure it out because I'm thinking about it. But very often there is also just seeing, and then I don't realize there is clinging to seeing already.
Ignorance cannot understand that.
That's right, yeah, the ignorance.
And it's not your ignorance or anyone's ignorance, it's just another dharma that arises so commonly most of the day. So it's just another dharma that arises and falls away. It's dhammada, it's very natural.
When I say I don't even notice that I'm clinging to seeing now, there is ignorance already, but I don't know it. So I need a Kalyana, Kalyani Mitta who reminds me.
That's the words of the Buddha.
Yeah, the words of the Buddha.
Only.
Yeah.
The words of the Buddha are the Kalyanamitta. And earlier you agreed that one wants seeing to continue.
To continue? I don't one, even think of it.
But when asked, you immediately recognize that one wants to go on seeing.
I don't think about it, really. Mm-hmm. It's more forgetfulness or seeing, but not very often. I realize there is seeing, because I am immediately absorbed in the people I see, or the things, or the food.
Oh, at the moment of clinging, it means that you'd like it to continue on.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
Yeah, everyone, because there is clinging to it. That's why you don't abandon it.
Yeah.
And when there's clinging to it, that's where the idea of I'm seeing, my seeing comes in.
It's my
right?
seeing.
Yeah. Although the clinging, like it depends on whether it's with ditti or just with mana, or it's just clinging.
Yeah. It doesn't arise with seeing, but it clings to seeing.
To see.
Correct, right. Yes, that's right. It wouldn't arise with seeing, but in the process, the chrysla jitta at the end of the process, yes.
And that's the nature of seeing, of clinging.
That it would like it to continue, the object to continue, but it doesn't. It's already fallen away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what causes unhappiness or difficulty in life.
Yeah.
But actually, when there's clinging, it's always wishing to have that object, so wishing to have it continue.
And also the seeing.
And also the seeing.
Yeah. And also?
The seeing or whatever is clung to, seeing or the object of seeing.
Azita, you wrote something
On DSG between that discussion in Wine and now, something to the effect of clinging to seeing now, clinging to the object now, emphasizing now. There's always clinging to the experiencing of whatever object and to the object. And when I started thinking about how that happens, continues to happen and happen and happen without right understanding that there's clinging now to the experiencing of whether it's seeing, hearing, touching, to the object now. But just the way you wrote it was very, I think the emphasizing now, clinging to the object now, the experiencing now. And it's so... right.
And that's why such
jnana has to be now, because it's only now that there is seeing or visible object or reality, and it's now that there is clinging, and only now that there can be understanding of that which appears.
John, you said something that day, and I think you actually were using some hand gestures at the time, that when there's an object of awareness, if there's awareness of that object, there is just the object, but clinging arises so quickly that it very quickly becomes my experiencing of that object, or my seeing, the self comes in so quickly. Can you talk about that a bit more, please?
I think that this is speculation, yeah. Because now who knows the succession of the arising and falling away, but we learn to understand each reality which appears now, that it it's not self or anything at all. Just learn to understand seeing. At this moment, there's clinging to the flower. If there's no seeing, there's no clinging to it. So it's the understanding which begins to understand, theoretically or intellectually, to know that as ignorance and attachment follows whatever appears, the understanding of the teachings begins to follow little by little by the three rounds of the Four Noble Truths. Very little at moment. Otherwise, what can eliminate the attachment which follows seeing? So Panya begins to do that. And that is Kichayana.
Kichayana.
So
I didn't get that quite.
Yeah. When Panya and Sammasati arises, it's Kichayana.
Kichayana, yeah, only then.
Conditioned by Satyayana.
Yeah.
By hearing Pariyati. Otherwise, one is trapped by attachment again to do this or that, thinking that it will lead to understanding, but it's impossible.
So the goal is not to be rid of that attachment won't arise, but Panya, when attachment arises, with Panya, eliminates the suffering from attachment.
Panya begins to understand whatever appears as it is, instead of ignorance and attachment.
Right. So with Panya, I have understanding that this is a Dhamma and passes away. So I eliminate the suffering with attachment.
Not as quick, because it's I.
Yes.
The third truth is, because the second truth is understanding that attachment is the cause of everything, of any reality arising.
And the third truth is the understanding that only the end of attachment is the way out of the cycle. But it's not I who can do anything. The fourth truth concerns the way, which has to just be the development of right understanding, but not I who can understand or can cut attachment or do anything about it, but just by understanding that what appears now is Dhamma, anatta, not anything in anyone's control.
And also, because the dukkha refers to the conditioned nature of dhammas, so Panya is also dukkha. And that understanding is difficult to attain, but it's not that one moment of Panya gets rid of dukkha for another moment of some kind of kilesa or something. So it's to do with an understanding of the conditioned nature of all dhammas.
When there's the understanding that attachment is conditioned by ignorance, so the end of attachment must be right understanding, which understands reality, so that it can eradicate attachment. Now, attachment is conditioned by ignorance. So the end, the eradication of attachment has to be Panya instead of ignorance. And this is the path, the fourth.
The fourth, yeah.
Yeah. Understanding that only Panya with other factors, not I who can do anything.
And that means, like we discussed this morning, understanding that there is more and more ignorance than ever imagined. So more and more ignorance has to be seen and understood, otherwise it can never be eradicated. So that's why, yes, most of the time, like even now, the seeing, this visible object was seen, and this ignorance so good to know.
Yeah.
So that's the truthfulness, beginning to understand that what is arising now most of the time is ignorance and attachment after seeing, after hearing.
Yeah. At all those moments that we just don't notice that there is clinging, is ignorance. So it's very good that we know more and more the amount of ignorance.
But not to try and
catch it or try and know it, but yeah, just understand that's the way it is, and yeah, developing understanding naturally rather than thinking I must know the ignorance or I must see it now or anything like that.
So when there is catching or trying to catch, there's again the second noble truth.
The second noble truth with
moments of wrong practice at those times, yeah.
Yes.
So now we know that the way to eradicate ignorance, attachment, and all unwholesomeness must be only panya. And how to have panya? And how to have conditions for panya to arise?
How to is it not clinging then?
No, the understanding. Yes. It's not I. Yeah. But how can there be conditions for panya to arise? Mm. Sitting still?
By listening and considering, like we do now.
The first pariyati,
satyayana. Satyayana.
That listening and considering has
to be wisely with understanding, because it's not just a matter of hearing the words or coming to discussions or going to the foundation. It depends on the wise consideration at any moment with understanding.
What's that?
Music.
A reality.
Sound, recognizing a melody.
A reality. Conditioned. And be sure, if it's not natural life, a natural way to understand reality naturally, it's impossible to eliminate attachment and ignorance. So it has to be as now. Seeing now, see? Not just look and watch, concentrate. It's only the understanding of the moment of our reality is conditioned to see.
That's really the key, isn't it? And the tricky part, that it's now. Because I, you know, many of us here have been listening for years. And it really does take quite a while to sink in that we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. And it seems the more we hear that, the more it becomes clearer, and yet at the same time, the more one can recognize it. That it now is... how am I going to put this?
Only
a bit difficult. Only now.
Only
now.
That which is real.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
The past is gone. The future hasn't come yet. If there's no understanding of reality right now, there's no understanding of anything.
Right. We spend most of our time dwelling on the past or looking into the future or thinking about something else.
So don't mind whether moments ago there's no awareness by conditions. But what happens is conditioned. If there is awareness, it's conditioned.
Mm.
So the past all along is understanding the anotherness of realities.
I don't think dwelling on the past or thinking about the future is actually the problem, in the sense that as long as we understand that that is thinking now, it's when we have an idea about the practice being other than now that is the real problem. Like, there should be better conditions, or when I'm in this situation or that situation.
Yes, we were talking yesterday in our discussion about the listening, because some people may have the idea that listening just means reading the book or hearing so many hours of Ajahn talking, but it is the considering and the understanding, like when one is lost in the story about the past. That is now. What about understanding even at that moment? There's only thinking, and that's the reality, or only seeing now. So it has to be now. So whatever we read or hear about, like we were talking about different conditions like Nisya or Sahajata Pachya, but it's actually about now. It's about Chitta now, Chitta seekers now at this moment.
Naturally.
Conditioning each other.
Loba now, conditioning Chitta at this moment.
We know that there are so many teachers today who say that now is very important, here and now. But I think the point is it's about realities. Because when you just say now, it can be anything, like now we are staying in this place.
So what is now? See, there must be right understanding. As Buddha said, that which has gone has gone, that which hasn't come yet has come yet. And besides, he also said that not cling to nimitta, because as soon as they're seeing, it appears, the object appears with nimitta.
And not by anyone, by anatta.
Only when there is understanding, there can be no clinging to nimitta, because the understanding of that which is seen as not what is seen as nimitta.
I know what thumb means. A lot of teachers talk about the present moment, for example, as sort of some kind of combination thing or situation or something like that. But when we talk about now, the present moment, we mean the dhammas of the present moment. Yeah, so there's quite a difference, isn't there? Yeah.
Very big point is when they talk about now, even when they talk like loba or dosa or sensations or whatever, they talk about someone is observing what is now, so it's not the same.
There's no understanding of realities. There can't be any understanding of anatta, or realities as anatta. Yes, and then they talk about living in the moment, but it's just a woolly, fuzzy idea. It has nothing to do with actually understanding reality, because if it's not known what reality is, it's just an idea. Like in Vietnam, they may say, well, I'm aware of lifting the cup or something like this, but actually no understanding at all of reality now.
And that's why we talk so much about different dhammas, because it's the dhammas that are the now of our interest.
And that's why the first noble truth is about seeing now, visible object now, hearing now. It's not about lifting the cup or living in the now or anything like that.
Even now, just one moment, so many realities are there. So if you do not understand each of them, how can there be the understanding that they each is itself? There's not just seeing at this moment of seeing. There are also mental factors.
So could you talk a bit more, Ajahn, about what appears? We know that there is not just seeing, there are mental factors. There's the visible object, and there are other rupas arising.
If any reality does not appear, no one can know. For example, feeling which arises with seeing, who knows? One might know feeling when one like or dislike the object, but not the feeling which accompanies the seeing moment.
When we talk about the six worlds and one world appearing at a time, so we know when visible object appears, sound doesn't appear, and so on. And so we live actually just in one world of experience, of one reality at a time. When it comes to the mind door, because what is experience usually is concept. So when we talk about one world at a time, so thinking is a world, the world of thinking. But if we talk about what appears through one doorway at a time as a world, but when it comes to mind door, we cannot say that I talk about the world of concept, we can only talk about the world of thinking. So when I was talking about the six worlds in Vietnam, and I was talking about what appears through one doorway at a time, but when we come to mind door, then actually it's only thinking about concept, unless it's a reality that appears.
Who knows that mind does arise more than sense does right now?
Mostly it's just thinking and thinking.
It's
about
like the other doorways more than mind does, but actually, in reality, mind does more than sense does.
But it is not just thinking of concepts through mind. The reality, the rupa, which appears through sensor, has to appear after that through mind door. But it's very difficult to know it when it is mind door. Only when there is the first vipassana jnana, we can know.
But most of the time,
even if there's understanding, that's just for one very brief moment. Most of the time, it is concept that's being experienced in the mind door.
That is
like
true
now,
when you think about it. Yeah.
That's just thickened my ignorance. This morning I was quite shocked at
how much ignorance there is, but now I think there's even more.
That's Manya, which knows. That's Manya.
Because you spoke a moment ago about that jitta that sees, which this morning is so fast, but then there's the jitta seekers with it that need to be known.
No, not this. No, it's not a rule. See, if there is a rule, it's by the self again.
But eventually, when Panya is at a really high level, does it know any of those jitta seekers?
No,
that arise?
No idea whether what is that. Only a characteristic which is not self.
Whatever
is there.
The characteristic mm-hmm. is.
But if mind does not appear, it's impossible to see the difference between sensa and mind. And when it's not the moment of experiencing citta, it's not the moment of mind appear.
There's more understanding of the characteristic of nama. It's also more understanding of the mind, but it's not clear yet, as in the Vipassana Jnana.
It's just the word mind, because the sense door covers up mind all the time.
We don't have to even use the word sense door or mind door, because it can also lead to misunderstanding. But now it seems that there is light appearing all the time. It seems that seeing lasts and continues. But actually seeing is just that very brief moment. So just for an instant that light or visible object appears. And most of the time, most of the day, there is thinking in the mind door. So when there is less ignorance or more understanding, it's more apparent that now, most of the time, it is thinking about different ideas, thinking about concepts. And those realities such as thinking or feeling or different kind of mental factors, no matter how one labels them, they can appear, they can be known more often. And so it becomes more apparent that seeing is so brief, and that actually most of the time this mind or activity and the world is dark, not light. So I don't think one has to even use the word knowing mind, or but actually it's obvious really that thinking is happening most of the time, and that different cheetahs and cheetah seekers have to be known, no matter how they're labeled or what one calls them. And it's not a matter of thinking that one has to know those cheetah seekers that arise with seeing, but just whatever appears, whether it's feeling or anything else.
Attachment, aversion.
My door. I'm now reading the book by Bhikkhu Bodhi about the Abhidhamma, the compendium of manual. Yes, right. And yesterday I was reading about the part where they talk about the three objects that become the object of the last jhana before death. And so they have the karma, the sign of karma, or the destiny. Right. So is it said that the only the side of karma can appear through the sense door, not the other? The other two, according to many people, the karma and the destiny have to appear through the mind door. So can you, would you comment more about this?
What is the object right now? Now, see, yes. Everything. What is the object right now?
Sound.
Sound. When death follows, mm-hmm. sound is the object.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kamma, aramana. Kamma nimitta.
Kamma nimitta?
Yeah. Why do we say that? Because that object is conditioned by karma for the citta, which is kusala or akusala at moment of experiencing. Mm-hmm.
But what I read from the book is because that karma has been performed in the past already, so when it appears at that moment, it's only the image, like not. It cannot appear through the
sense. So that's why I ask, what is the object right now? Mm-hmm. Because after that, can be this moment. And that object is what you said, whether it is kamma or kamma nimitta or kati nimitta. It indicates aramana before death. That's all. Exactly the same. Like when you think about when you were young and kamma in the past, it can arise any moment. If it arises and then death follows, that is the object. Only that. To say that it's the object of patisanticitta, which is unknown when one was born.
So if one were to die now, what is the object? It's either visible object, or it's an idea, it's thinking about something in the past, or thinking about something in the future, or nimitta of reality. So actually it seems like it's talking about the moment just before death, but it's actually talking about now, because death could come any time now.
Like now, there can be a moment of thinking about what one has done in the past.
It's just like this moment.
And that's why it's completely unpredictable and completely uncontrollable, and no matter what one may set up when someone is about to die, it's completely unknown and totally dependent on conditions. What kind of citta at that moment, whether visible object is experienced or thinking about this or that, just like now, quite unknown.
Hey, if it were visible object, it would be, I was going to say it would be seeing that experiences visible object. But not necessarily, I guess. And where I was going is that's vipaka. Moment of seeing consciousness is a vipaka citta. And I guess I was wondering why.
Is that called seeing as object now?
I beg your pardon?
Is seeing now is the object?
Seeing now.
Is it the object? Or it sees the object?
Seeing now, well, can be the object of awareness, but it sees the object.
It doesn't matter, depending on what is there before death.
And when it's a visible object, it can be the nimitta of visible object. It doesn't mean it has to be a moment of seeing. It can be nimitta of visible object through mind door, or so it doesn't mean there has to be seeing at that moment.
And it doesn't matter what we call it, really,
does it? It sounds like it doesn't matter what we call it.
Right.
It's just the object before, the moment before death.
Just like now, moments of... Like now, the moments of seeing, moments of thinking about what is seen, moments of, as Nina said, like in the first mind or process, that object is experienced, that reality is experienced. So it's just like now, thinking about anything.
But when you read about it in
a book, it doesn't sound like now, unless there's understanding. One thinks it's like something special or different, and because there's particular names given to those particular cheetahs at that time because they're the objects just before death, but actually it is about now.
But also there was a new information that I didn't know before, because before I read that any of the three object can appear through any of the six doors, but from what I read, it's only the sign of karma which can appear through the sense door as well. Only the two others have to appear through the mind door. But it also mentioned that about the gati nimitta, it depends on the of the teacher. Like Lady Sayadaw, he said that it can appear through any of the six doors, but other teachers who analyze about the work of Anuruddha said that it can only appear through the mind door. So you want me to read that part?
Are we talking about the Aramana before death?
Yes,
no.
Yes, dear.
Okay, what about the Vinyananjayatana jhana, the second Arupa jhana? It has the first jhana as its object. So at moment of death, when Vinyananjayatana arises, it has that as its object. But the moment of before death is kusala. So it conditions Vinyananjayatana, which is vipaka, arise and has that object.
Can you say again the word vinyana?
Vinyananjayatana is the second arupa jhana.
Okay.
It has the first arupa jhana as its object.
Okay.
At moment before death, the Vinyananjayatana arises and it has that object. So the Patisanthicitta is the Vinyananjayatana vipaka, has that as object. So we talk about the object of Patisanthi.
But why do you give that example in particular?
Because to think about the citta, not the aramana of the citta before death.
Right. And when you read that part about, well, some teachers say, like Lady Sadal says or whatever, I think it's best to stick to what is said in the actual text itself, in the Abhidhammata Sangaha and the commentary to it,
because some teachers
add their own ideas and their own interpretations.
It makes more sense the way the ancient commentary say, because it's the object of the future. So not the future, but like it's not yet there. It's about the place or the plane where the person is to be
reborn.
You mean
kati nimitta?
Yes, yes.
It's only object.
But because here it talks about through which doorway. So because, for example, I am to be reborn in
for kati nimitta, it has to be mind door only.
Mind door only, yes, that's what I understood as well.
When you said only the karma
karma nimitta can be through sense talk, because it's referring to seeing or hearing or realities which experience that object as a result of karma. So the object, only that one can be through sense talk, because the other is, which is thinking, like thinking about something in the past or in the future, can only be in the mind. Or...
Right. I think it's very interesting and very helpful when you talk about like now.
And what I understand is those terms
like gati nimitta and karma nimitta, the only reason that they're used is actually the cittas are just like now, but because it's referring to those cheetahs just before death, so they have particular names, just like, because Patisandhi is the first moment of life, it has a particular name, but actually it's the same kind of cheetah as other Bhavanga cheetahs, and so those cheetahs are like, just like cheetahs now, but they have particular names just because of arising at those moments.
So it is good. I think it's very good that Ajahn answered just like now, about just before death, just like now, and to bring it to the present moment. So each subject can be brought back to the present moment, even when it is samatha or awareness of breath, no matter which subject, because that's the Buddha's teaching about the present object.
This morning we were talking about
birth and with roots and without roots and so on, and we know that Patisandhi citta is a result of karma. And when we were in Vietnam, you were mentioning about how at birth or during life, the temperature conditioned by karma also will condition whether one's tall or short, or one's skin is this color or another color. Would you say a little more about the temperature conditioned by karma that conditions these different...
Because it's conditioned by karma.
That's all. Yeah. So at birth and throughout
life, the temperature conditioned by karma will condition all these different...
There aspects. Is also... Rupa conditioned by karma,
yes.
And also the utu, which is conditioned by karma too. That's why we all have utu. The rupa is conditioned by utu too, but why different?
Yes.
Because it's the karma which produced the utu.
Right.
Utu is rupa because the rupa which is conditioned by karma has utu. For primary rupas, conditioned by karma. So that utu of that kalapa condition. Yeah, other kalapa.
Throughout life, not only the first moment, but throughout life, karma conditions temperature, and that conditions how we are so different. Not only at the moment of birth.
Throughout life.
Yeah.
Because each rupa arise and fall the way, but like why one is white color of skin or one is a yellow color of skin throughout life, right? So because of the utu.
Even the utu, which is conditioned by karma, is different.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when it conditions other kalapa, it has to be different kalapa for each person.
For the mothers in Vietnam who are interested in the different kinds of skin, you can explain it's because of different karma that's conditioned the temperature that conditions it this way, even now.
If karma conditions the temperature, does it also condition the patavi and
the et?
The eight indivisible,
yes. Including utu, temperature.
So when you say that people are aging, you see, when we get older, had wrinkles and, you know, many different changes. That is also conditioned by karma
and utu.
Something in addition to that?
What about sound?
Sound?
Conditioned by citta?
Mm-hmm.
But there must be the base of sound, foundation of sound, which is conditioned by karma.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people have different voices. But when there's something like cough, it's conditioned by utu, which can condition the change of the sound, the voice.
And someone asked the question in Vietnam about the sound through the speaker. And we were talking about how it's also karma that has conditioned utu, that conditions that sound.
How is the story?
So when we hear the voice through the tape recorder or through the speaker, actually it's not the actual sound of the voice,
yes,
because it's
yes.
the sound conditioned by temperature, but
which is conditioned by that, which is by karma.
By karma. Karma had to condition the temperature too, otherwise it wouldn't be possible to hear it.
So the sound that comes out now is conditioned by karma and also citta.
Only citta.
Citta.
When it's the voice.
Okay.
But the base or the foundation, the rupa, the four primary rupas, which condition the sound, is by karma.
I see. Okay. The base for that.
Can you explain that a bit more?
We have different rupas in the body. Some are conditioned by karma, some by citta and utu and ahara. And each group has the four primary rupas. That's why they're different. Even there are the eight individual rupa.
So you mean the
conditioned voice and different things?
You mean when different. And the sound receives citta rupa, arises, it arises together with the other indivisible rupas which are produced by karma. That's why that it gives different sounds.
That's why we call Mahabhuta rupa.
But at the moment of speaking, the sounds are conditioned, like now, sound is conditioned by citta. So the sound arises with the Mahabhuta rupas, with the eight indivisible rupas conditioned by citta, but it depends on the rupas that are conditioned by karma. There has to be the, what Ajahn called the base. There has to be the, like someone who has no voice, even there are cittas intending to speak, no sound comes out.
Just to go back on the Patisanticitta, I was mistakenly, I think, thinking it was the object of the Jhāvana jittas.
Before death.
Before death.
Conditioned by karma, the karma which will produce next life, Patisanticitta.
Okay, so it is the object of the Jhāvana jittas, which is either kusala or akusala.
The object is...
Not the object, but those Jhāvana jittas are either kusala or kusala. So we say that the Patisanticitta is equivalent to the santirana, but santirana doesn't arise after. Or is it just because...
Now, the Patisandhi is the vipaka, is the result of those kusala or akusala jitas before death, those jhāvana jitas, which have been conditioned by karma. So they are like the channel for karma to bring its result, which is Patisandhi. And the Patisandhi jita will have the same object as those kusala or akusala jitas,
right.
Unknown object.
So don't worry about, so I think
you're getting good news.
Yeah. It was okay. Just with relation to whether,
like now in a human realm with wholesome roots, it's a result of kusala, karma, but in woeful realms, the rebirth or the rebirth as a human without roots can be a result of Santirina. So another topic.
What I'm saying is that if you
confuse it with the kusala or akusala, it can be an example of how one can study the Abhidharma, and it can lead into delirious thinking because one can get it all mixed up and confused, and instead of helping to understand more about the point and this moment, it just leads to more confusion.
That's why I think that we better talk about reality or Dhamma just one word at a time. Just one word.
We talked only about the first round and not about a little about Kichayana.
That's why we understand more when we talk about Kichayana.
We talk about Kichayana now?
Is understanding, is Satyayana now?
No, it's weak. It's weak.
Yeah.
I need a lot of conditions,
not
the paramis.
Not enough to condition awareness.
No. More paramis.
And what is parami? Again, keep on. What is parami?
The medicine that helps us to go to the beyond, to the other side.
Is it now?
Not yet.
The understanding at each moment is parami. With patience and virya and resolution,
yes.
All parami is not only one.
There has to be now.
Not enough to condition awareness, natural awareness by anatta-ness.
When that occurs,
it has to be now.
Panya knows, because nothing can know. Ignorance cannot, attachment cannot. But Panya knows that it's there. It's not I, but it's awareness, which is aware. So that it's not the moment of taking I for what you call awareness, or when it's awareness. No one can say that it's I. Like seeing, hearing, and thinking, like now, they are all anatta. But Panya is not strong or keen enough to understanding it as anatta at all. Like while hearing, they can be thinking about many things and touching and feeling, all are anatta, but no awareness, no understanding.
And I don't, Nina, I don't think one has to
especially think about the paramis in that if now there is wise considering or understanding that it is just a visible object seen, not anyone, and no one can be aware of visible object. It's just that reality which appears.
Yes.
And at that moment, there is Kanti, there is Virya
already.
There is Adhitana at that moment. Mm-hmm. So it's not like one has to do something to have paramis in order to understand. That's the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes back to the understanding now. And in order to really understand and understand how much ignorance there is and understand more about different realities, it needs a lot of Kanti, it needs a lot of Adhitana, it needs a lot of Satya at this moment, but not by trying to have them all.
Not trying to have it, yeah.
But understanding that it's now. Or not? Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
At any moment of understanding reality, it is parami. But not enough. as long as I'm seeing many things. I see Kunila, that is not right understanding.
What is
it's not awareness, it's not Satyayana. I am seeing Kunila until it's only that which can be seen.
Yeah.
This is the way to eliminate the self from what appears now at moment of seeing.
But when there is awareness of, say, visible object or seeing, there is still the thinking of...
It depends, because it can condition the understanding from hearing as reminder to condition the moment of not taking it for something.
But it's not as though when there's awareness, the idea of people and things disappears.
It begins to learn to understand little by little before there can be no one here at all. Just learn to understand.
And Zita, just coming back to your question about Santirana and birth. So it's just really showing that actually just now, just like now, seeing is conditioned by karma, but if it's last moment, then Patisandhi is conditioned by karma by at those moments. But different kinds of cittas can perform that function of Patisandhi, and one of them is Santirana. So the Patisandhi is conditioned by that karma, but it just depends on different conditions, such as how strong or weak that Viparka is, and whether it's kusala or akusala, as to what kind of citta performs that function. That was all.
And it's now the moment of learning to know that there is no one.
I like to learn.
Yeah. So it's not the moment of learning yet, because you like to.
Yeah.
Because you see that actually, if there is no understanding of where is the visible object, without the four primary rupas, there's no element which can be seen at all. But since the four primary rupas arises with other three rupas, one is that which can be seen, the other is smell and taste and tangible object, three of them. Altogether in a day, one clings very much to only seven rupas which appear from day to day through whole life, taking them for something all the time by nimitta, because they arise and fall away so very, very fast. That's why who can understand the moment of its arising with the factors or the reality which conditions it to arise.
But when we talk about visible object as just that which is seen by seeing consciousness, there's not necessarily any idea then about the four primary rupas and that sort of thing, is
there? But you see, to understand, because you take kunina, for example, visible object and the four primary rupas too. If you don't know that it's only that which arise with the four primary rupa and falls away together with the four primary rupas. So there's no kunina, only citta, cetasika, and rupa arising and falling away, never to arise again, never return.
So I'm still thinking in terms of Nina as a person or glass
or
as an object,
yeah.
rather
the
than
same.
Visible object as that which is seen by seeing consciousness.
But Buddha, what Buddha said, seeing sees what?
Visible object.
So visible object must be only visible object. And this is the only way to know that how much understanding which can understand visible object as not anything at all. Because citta arises one at a time. Seeing sees, it does not know what is seen as people and things. It can see only that which can be seen and falls away. Many, 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 many rounds of processes. So there are so many things appear now. That's why we learn just one reality at a time in order to begin to understand that seeing is seeing, not that which is seen. Hearing hears sound, not word. But as soon as there is hearing, it seems like we understand voice as different meanings.
Yeah, what you said about seeing a visible object together with the four primary, I think I did not consider this enough, and it is so very important in order to have more understanding that there is no person there. But I feel that I don't get it enough, not quite.
That's why I study just one reality or one word at a time. Visible object must be only visible object.
Yes.
Seeing must be only seeing.
And that's why it really has to be the
path of detachment to really get rid of the idea of self, to really consider dhammas as dhammas. Otherwise it's always, I want to see it or I want to understand it. So just to understand dhammas as you're, nothing else there.
And this is bhavana, the development of understanding from hearing, but it's not yet the precise one until awareness is there. Because we just hear a lot of words about whatever is now, but no understanding of each, just one at a time, with awareness, not I. But it will lead to that moment when there's less and less attached and ignorance of that which appears. No one, only realities.
What you said about the four primary rupas and visible object which is together with them, maybe if you could repeat again.
You cling to that which is seen,
yeah.
But you don't know that you also cling to the object.
So four primaries.
Yeah, you take it as my glass.
My glass.
But actually it's only visible object which is seen. Mm-hmm. If I take it away, where is it?
Nowhere.
Your glass, my glass. Yes. Because it's just there. With the four primary rupas.
With the four primary rupas.
Yeah.
We find those.
So actually it's only a rupa arising and falling away with the four primary rupas.
Yes.
Which can condition attachment so much. Because of ignorance and because of its appearance as something with different shape and form, color.
And if the visible object seen at each moment
wasn't conditioned by the four primary rupas to be exactly how it is, then there would never be ideas of glass or microphone or table, but because the visible object is conditioned in different ways by those four primary rupas,
yes.
Then that's why each visible object is different at each moment, because depending on the hardness that arises with it or the heat, the temperature and so on.
Yes.
So what's Nina? Four primary rupas and other rupas and the nama, citta and cetasikas.
Yes.
Arising and falling away all the time, unknowingly.
I didn't consider enough.
So study each word and understand deeper. As long as there is no understanding of that which is seen as a reality which can be seen, like other doorways, no conditions to become detached at all. It's there, unknowingly, from eons and eons ago, long, long time ago, very dark, very thick, very tight.
Understanding hearing is hearing,
right,
in the light or in the dark.
Okay, each one. Not many things together. Which one?
You mean that, for example, understand...
Understanding is dark or light?
No light or no dark.
No rupa in it, because it is that which experiences. It doesn't have any rupa with it at all. Pure nama. Just arise to experience, that's all. Only that, each different namas arise to experience.
But
it's not hard, it's not soft, it's not sound.
You said that hearing in the darkness, so there must be
close
something
your
in
eyes
the light.
Or open your eyes. Is hearing dark?
When I close the eyes, yes. But when I don't close the eyes.
When you close your eyes, it's dark?
Yes.
At moment of seeing is not moment of hearing. So no need to close your eyes.
I don't understand.
At moment of hearing, there's no seeing.
Right.
And seeing, hearing doesn't have light in it. No color, no light.
Right.
So is it dark? Darker than any darkness? Because when one closes one's eyes, it seems like darker than when one opens one's eyes. But it is seen. As long as it's seeing, there must be that which is seen. And that is not pure, complete darkness. But the reality which arises and see, the object now, is light with different colors. But that which sees, in darkness. The same as hearing or namas.
Time, what experience is light? Only seeing consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So hearing consciousness can't experience light.
No.
So it must be dark, mustn't it?
Yes.
How about thinking about what has been seen or heard?
So the same logic, it should be in dark.
Only one reality, which is seen, is light.
And the last example she gave was even if seeing is the object of citta, like for example, that's understanding of seeing, even at that moment, no light, because it's not visible object that's seen at that moment. So only at the moment when visible object appears is there any light.
So we are more in darkness than in light, actually. But because it's happening so quickly,
yes,
it appears as though light all the time.
That's why realities do not appear as they are, just one at a time.
So when in the development of samatha, and they talk about the counterpart sign, at that moment it's only perceived through the mind door. It's not perceived by eye consciousness.
Are you talking about a particular counterpart sign, like the casino or?
Casino,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just an image, a mind's image.
Right. So at that moment, no light. But it can
just like
be
dreaming. There's no light when you're dreaming.
I think that we don't know samatha yet, but we talk about the aramana of samatha. Can there be the understanding of it?
Samatha or the aramana?
Samatha, an object of samatha.
Okay. Good topic.
So start with what is samatha again, like this morning, and go on little
okay
by little.
So samatha is calm, which is kusala, but it's not the samatha bhavana. Samatha bhavana is the development of calm through understanding.
Does one want to have calmness?
What do you mean?
Do you want calmness?
No, no, no.
No, so you don't develop samatha.
Are you sure that you don't want calm? Are you sure?
In the sense that I'm not thinking about developing samatha.
Because you see that we just talk about whatever we don't know before we listen to the teachings of the Buddha.
But as much as like visible object and it's not known, but you can talk about it theoretically.
But to talk about it means to understand it, not just to talk about it. So we begin with what is samatha? Kusala moment. Is there now samatha?
Can be at the moment of
when kusala citta arises.
Yes.
But not enough, because many, many more moments of akusala, like at moment of seeing before the rupa has gone, there must be attachment to it. Unknowingly. See, that is not samatha. So we have to understand clearly what samatha is. It's kusala for sure. So if panya cannot see or understand the difference between kusala and akusala, how can there be such motive to have more kusala? Because kusala does not harm any moment of citta at all. That's why one sees the danger of akusala. But panya is not enough to understand seeing as seeing itself and visible object as that which is seen. Because at that time, when Buddha hasn't realized the Four Noble Truths yet, no one knows about the truth of each moment, each reality, as much as they can develop. People in the old day or people today, they know the danger of akusala so much in the day. And do we? If we don't, how can there be condition for developing samatha? We enjoy food, we enjoy everything, but we want to do something in order to become, that's wrong from the very beginning. No understanding. So both samatha and vipassana must be developed by panya and other kusala, but different ways. Because for samatha, no understanding of reality as not self, only calm, not akusala, all in all. And so, how can this be the object of calmness? See, no reason, just watching, thinking, that is not calm at all. It has to be panya. And why it is that particular size and see, so samatha is not just what are the aramana of samatha, different degrees, but it has to be what is samatha and why and how it can develop. And seeing is not easy to be object of awareness and right understanding. But without understanding seeing and realities as realities, there's no way to have the eradication of all unwholesomeness. That's why no matter it is calm, it's just very temporary, very short. It's not the moment of understanding reality as not self. That's why the monks in the Buddha's time attained enlightenment without jhana more than those who attain both. Because they have different accumulation, not just they want to have it and try to have it, but by accumulation. So without the understanding of the danger of akusala, without understanding of only what object can be conditioned for calmness, for kusala, not akusala, because some people just get up and watch the light of the sun out at this, that is not samatha at all, no understanding. Why is the patui kasina? Why patui? Is this patui?
This is
patui.
Everywhere. Everything is patui.
So we fight for hardness. Just that? Patui only. That's why understanding it, the world comprises rupa and nama, and the four primary rupas, one of it is patui. So that person has accumulation to think about it's only patui, the whole body and everything is so dear. But what is the dearest is only that which is hard. So the mind begins to see the danger of clinging to the object, sensuous object, which has the four primary rupas as conditions. That's why there are the four patvi kasina, techo kasina, apo kasina, vayo kasina. Just to have the mind set on it, not go astray to other objects with akusala. And it needs the sign or the kasina in the beginning until the mind can be kusala without having it as object. But the object is clearer than that one which is the object in the beginning. It means that the citta is more calm and calm because it does not turn away or go astray from that. It's quite not easy at all. It has to be done, developed by panya. So there are two kinds of development. Samatha bhavana, when they do not understand reality, and there's vipassana bhavana, even that is not permanent. Nothing is permanent. So it cannot eradicate attachment and ignorance at all, as long as its nature does not appear as no self. So seeing can appear its nature as no self only to panya, which has developed from hearing and have less attachment. It's so far. No one can do anything, just learn to understand little by little.
What do you mean by they fight for the patavi? People fight for patavi.
Do you want this? Do you want this? This.
Wars are fought over patavi, land, territory, and also possessions. People argue over possessions.
What we find so important in life, actually, is just patavi. What we're so attached to, our home, our possessions, is just patavi
like this.
And in the same way, and just...
Patavi.
Lunch. Patavi.
It's not nice.
You know? It looks nice.
Every country wants to expand.
And just as the image of patavi, like when one has the casino and then has the image, actually it's not hardness, the reality that is experienced, it's just the image of hardness. And the same with light, it's the image of light, because during the day we're so attached to what is seen, always looking for a visible object. And so in the same way, it's not actually visible object that's seen, it's not actually light, but it's the image, the nimitta.
And at moment of understanding, it's calm, much better than samatha. because it has the right understanding of objects.
When we say that when there's right understanding of realities, one's not interested in developing samatha, but it depends on
accumulation. But there is samatha already, no need to.
At the moment of developing understanding, there is samatha.
No need to develop extra samatha.
And also then it depends on accumulations, like for those who have already developed samatha or jhanas, conditions for those kinds of cittas to arise naturally, but not by trying to have it or develop.
In order to have less attachment and ignorance. So can there be samatha development without right understanding? Impossible. It's ignorance and attachment when there's no understanding.
Say that calmness is a characteristic of the moment that understanding the danger, for example, akusala.
If there is no understanding of the danger of akusala and attachment to sensuous object, there is no development of samatha. But when there is the understanding of the danger of ignorance, it conditions vipassana development.
Calmness is characteristic of every moment of kusala. And moments of kusala have their own characteristic too. So for panya, it is seeing clearly.
What I mean is calmness is a reality. It's one of the, capacity. But it also the characteristic of understanding, that the moment of understanding.
At the moment of understanding, there are many mental factors, of course. So panya is one of them and pasadi is another. And each of those mental factors has its characteristic.
Do you see the danger of akusala today?
I can't remember.
So no conditions to develop samatha. It doesn't mean that you just want to develop. It's impossible, but only the understanding of the danger of akusala in the day can condition the development of kusala, any kind of kusala. That's why in the day, kusala deeds has been done or akusala deeds, depending on citta.
Ajahn, we can think about the danger of akusala, but as far as seeing the danger of akusala goes, that's another matter, isn't it? That's panya only.
Yes, from different levels, degree by degree.
What would panya see when it sees the danger?
Well, one is eating, enjoy eating.
Right.
Not seeing that why does one eat? Just to live. Even that, it's not there at moment of eating. So we can see the danger of akusala all day, all doorways, no matter seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking. And how can be less without panya? It's impossible.
And one of those dangers would be that there's also ignorance at the same time.
Because ignorance conditions all akusala realities. So panya is there to see whether there are conditions for samatha development or not, or at moment of understanding reality, don't think about developing samatha. Not necessary, because it's calm and better with understanding of the object right then, rather than just wanting to be calm by seeing the danger of akusala.
Sometimes we read in the text, when talking about kusala and akusala, beneficial to oneself, beneficial to others, harmful to oneself, harmful to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's another aspect of akusala that is seen by understanding, by panya, is it? That it's harmful. It's harmful to oneself and harmful to others.
Right. It's panya which understands.
What sort of harm is seen at that time?
All kilesas harm the citta.
I see.
No one can harm the citta at all. Only kilesa.
So they dirty the citta.
At the moment when it arises.
Back to the counterpart sign. I'm just thinking, like, now there's seeing, and seeing is visible object, but then there's thinking about shape and form, so that is the nimitta of the visible object, but it appears as people and things. When the counterpart sign is the object of the citta at that moment, it's also nimitta, but it doesn't appear as people and things. So it's, but it's like the image of the visible object itself.
Because the understanding that everything is only that, earth,
right.
Hardness.
It's very insightful.
Yeah. Is there resolution now? Adhidhana. Adhidhana. Satya. Being truthful to the truth. Ignorance must be there. When there is no panya, it keeps on arising and falling away, and we count it as life, different life, but actually it's only the succession of the arising and falling away of realities by conditions, non-stop. So if panya does not arise, it cannot see the useless of seeing. What for? There's no seeing, and then there's seeing, and no seeing. So what for? Exactly the same like before it arises. Nothing.
And just living now, usually it's just for seeing and hearing and clinging to what is seen and heard, and life after life, and
more
even
ignorance.
Jhana cheetahs, what for? Just for more pleasant feeling, and then more ignorance and attachment.
But what is left? One was born and died. No more property, no more friends, family. But what continues on? Ignorance and attachment. Because one might think that one clings to a being or a person so much. But actually, one clings because of one's accumulation to cling. So in this life, one cling to this person, next life, another person, another thing, each day, even tomorrow, we cling to another object, just to see and cling.
And that's the nature of lobha, just looking for something to cling to all the time.
It's not possible when there is clinging to.
Without panya, samatha cannot develop.
Because of taking.
Not seeing the danger.
Not seeing the danger.
Yeah. It's not just I want to be calm. Not knowing what calm is. Kusala or akusala. And can that object bring about calmness? It's bring more about attachment. Because one just want to be calm, no understanding what calm is.
And trying to get away from visible object, from seeing, and like meditation, one closes his eyes, not to see anything, just to get away from seeing. In meditation, you are told to close your eyes and this sort of thing.
Is that panya? Close your eyes.
That's a way trying to not to see, not seeing the danger of
is it that you who is trying?
Yeah.
What for? Not to see? That's why some teachers in the old days taught his followers close or other doorways. But can there be right understanding at moment of seeing? Because there must be seeing for sure, hearing for sure, by conditions, thinking for sure. So there are so many, many ways, but not the way of the Buddha, only one way.
In Vietnam, I remember we read the text about the Batthana, and in there it was mentioned that the jhana factors can be akusala as well.
Jhana
factor.
Because we talk about the jetasika, which is jhana paccaya, not about the moment of jhana, first jhana, second jhana.
Does that suggest that what many people take to be jhana in their so-called practice actually are not moment of real jhana?
It said what realities are jhana paccaya.
There are two things, the jhana factors and jhana paccaya. So the jhana paccaya include one mental factor that is agusala, unwholesome, and other mental factors that are, I forget the term,
particulars.
Yeah.
But I remember reading one part of that text saying that there are the jhana factors can be akusala.
Mm-hmm. Vitaka. Vitaka vichara. Piti. Sukha.
If they arise with
Domanasa.
Yeah.
Which can only arise with dosa.
But that's not a jhana factor though. The jhana factors themselves include particulars that, of course, if they arise with them.
Yeah. But here she's talking about jhana paccaya.
When we talk about paccaya, we talk about realities which has sati of paccaya to support the others to arise. So when we talk about the jhana paccaya, any reality which is jhana is there. That's jhana paccaya. Vitaka is jhana paccaya. So it can be a moment of akusala because it's there.
Like relating it to daily life, like even now, immediately after seeing or hearing, the other cittas need vitaka and vichara to experience the object. So the vitaka or vichara are jhana paccaya for the experiencing of that object at that moment, because they assist the citta to, can one say, be absorbed in the object at that moment, or ekagata, so their realities now which assist the citta in experiencing the object by jhana paccaya.
I think jhana paccaya doesn't just relate to jhana jittas. It relates to any moment of jitta.
They are so called because
they are factors, jhana factors.
No. So because they have a function of focusing the jitta on that particular object,
okay,
as I understand it.
I think that is why we study just one word at a time. When we study paccaya, we don't think about other things. But we know that nothing can arise without paccaya. That's why we understand the paccaya, that what can be or what are the paccaya. There are the four absolute realities. Citta, cittasika, rupa, nibbana in the absolute sense. But we don't talk about nibbana, or if we talk nibbana, can be object of Lokottara as it is Pattaya by being Aramana. See, so we just talk about daily life. So Pattaya is that nothing can arise without the other reality which support its arising. And so we learn to understand the citta, or citta can be Pattaya for what, whether it is rupa or whatever, one by one Pattaya, like Aramana is clear. Anything can be object of citta and citta-sika. Nibbana can be. Citta cannot arise without Aramana. See, we begin to see that nothing cannot arise without Pattaya. But since there is no understanding of that reality, how can there be the understanding of Pattaya, which conditions is arising? That's why there should be the understanding of our reality and learn later what conditions that reality to arise. In this way, it's clearer than reading and thinking about the Pattaya and Pattiyupanna, but to understand from the very beginning that whatever arises must have Pattaya for its arising.
Even at the moment of birth,
the Chetasika's condition, the Chitta and the other Chetasika's by Jhana Pachya, even at the moment of Patisandhi.
Well, but I heard that there are 16 citta that are not conditioned by Jhana Pachaya.
That's why we have to understand how many realities are Jhana Pachaya. Citta just experiences. But when it is like the development of Jhana or any moment, one has to learn why this Chetasika is Jhana. Vitaka, Vijara, Piti, Sukha, Ekakata, and the Akusala, Dosa, Tomanasa, Upeka. See, learn to understand each word.
Can we, when we talk about jhana and the meaning of jhana, we mean, know the meaning of jhana is burning, and sometimes in some books they give another meaning of contemplating, but I think there's only one meaning, which is burning. Is that
good? It depends on Chetasika.
On the Chetasikas, yeah. At the time.
Like dosa burns.
Yes. Dosa, right.
And vitaka can be jhana because it arises with almost every citta except the 10. So there is jhana pachaya at moment of birth consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because it's there.
Vitaka and Vichara then.
Yeah.
And Somanasa burns, Sukha burns.
One at a time. Mm-hmm. When we talk about each reality as what Pattaya it is.
I think was it in Moinair, and you said that the jhana factor, mental factors, assist the jitta in being absorbed in the object.
What? Jhana Pachaya, because we have to talk one reality. Yes, but how many Chetasikas, and we talk one of each at a time of Jhana Pachaya.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, under what subject, they should be considering until it's clear.
Right, but sometimes we talk about jhana as burning, but here it means in the context of Jhana Pachaya being absorbed in the object. No?
I don't know the English word, absorb.
Focused on the object.
Yeah. Mm. Or if we understand the characteristic of vitakka chetasika, we can see that that is jhana, because it's raw enough, because it touches the object, not just passa, not contact, not only contact, but it touch. So it's more strong.
And that's why there cannot be any
kusla or akusla without vitaka at that moment, focused on the object or touching the object.
Jitta.
So one cannot refer to or jhana, when we're talking about jhana paccaya, we cannot talk about all the factors and burning only.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because two meanings, really, as I understood. One meaning is burning, but the other meaning is focusing on an object, on the Pali. No? Maybe you can check.
Is the word focusing the same?
Two meanings of...
But not contemplating, because I think in something you wrote, you mentioned two meanings of burning and contemplating. But I think not contemplating.
No.
When we,
focusing on the object.
When we talk about focusing, don't we think about concentrating?
Attention, like attention.
Because the jetasika are very fine, each one, very, very fine, that it seems like they are alike, but actually they are not.
I think it means to they assist the cheetah to be fixed on the object.
Fixed on the object. That is a better word.
Yeah. So what is that we call fixed or what?
Fixed on the object.
Vitaka. It's fixing.
It's in a way like without understanding, without vitaka, understanding cannot experience the object. So it is like fixing. So that's why I read about the factors fixing on the object.
So
touching the object.
So it's not parsa.
No.
But
fixing
it's
on. Fixing on seems much stronger to me than touching.
Right. So, can it be concentration, fixing?
I think it's because when we're talking about the jhana paccaya, it's like the combination of vitaka and ekagata.
I think that, to me, touching is more a little bit more than pasa. Mm-hmm. So that is the function of jetasik, of vitaka, because it arises with almost every citta.
So when we're talking about vitaka and jhana paccaya, we're just talking about how it is the nature of vitaka when it arises to touch the object. That's all.
And
that's at any moment,
and
such
if we
as
study
the,
carefully, different degrees of different cittas too.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why, because so often it's talked about in with regard to jhana, then of course it's different degree, but.
Yes, but we'd have to come up with something, because it's not only vitaka that is jhana paccaya. There are other mental factors that are jhana paccaya too. So what is common to all those mental factors would be the actual jhana paccaya.
We can say that the akusala is not jhana, but there is vitaka, which is jhana paccaya, because it touched the object. Any moment when it arises, it touched. Just touch, because it needs other jetasika to arise with it to be wholesome or unwholesome. That's why it arises with almost every citta, except the ten. Except the ten, see, only the ten. After that, just next moment, vitaka is there, touching the object for sampatichanna, not to see, but to receive. Each citta has its own function. Even it has the same object, like seeing sees, panchatvara vachana also has visible object as its object, sampatichanna santirana, and also kusala and akusala javana. But only seeing sees, because there's no vitaka. Happen, just occur by conditions, by karma, by like accidental.
And that's why there's jhana paccaya at almost every moment, because vitaka arises.
Right. Even at moment of santirana.
And some jhana.
To know that, who knows the details, and anyone who can have less attachment and ignorance, this is the way to understand only. Without understanding, it's impossible to not take whatever appears as something permanent.
So the meaning of
jhana is burning when we're talking about jhana paccha, because when we're talking about other factors such as domanasa and sukha, it is talking about burning. But when we're talking about vitaka and vichara, no, not anything
and
to do with burning.
We can know at moment of developing samatha, it burns akusala. Because it touched the right object to become.
So only in that context. So in daily life, like at a moment of birth or at a moment after seeing or hearing,
it does not burn.
Nothing yeah. burn. And no hindrances, no tina mida burnt or anything at those moments. But can we say whenever sukha, actually somanasa in this context, or domanasa arises, it always burns, because the somanasa burns domanasa and domanasa burns
piti, sukha,
piti,
and other jhana factor
right.
burns.
So piti, sukha and domanasa burns, and upekkha also.
In both
Somanasa and Domanasa.
Yes. Sati is natural. So is there sati now? Panya knows. Panya does not deceive at all.
Talking about burning, when you say that jhana burns, it's different from domanasa.
Akusala.
Akusala is yeah. different.
Mm. It's not easy to burn akusala. Without jhana factor, it's impossible.
Jhana burns defilements. So what
when
domanasa?
It's samatha bhavana.
Yes. And what domanasa burns?
Pardon?
Domanasa, what does it burn?
Burn somanasa.
And somanasa burns domanasa.
So this is talking about jhana paccha, not about jhana, because at a moment when there's domanasa, no pleasant feeling.
No opportunity for pleasant feeling. That's why we always remind one and one and each other what is seen. See? If it's not developed, there must be people and things all the time. Even one doorway is very difficult. That's why Buddha talked about it firstly. Chakku vijnana experiences rupa ramana, which is visible object.
And then afterwards, immediately, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling. So actually it's what we're talking about is it's just about daily life now, no matter the words that are used.
How many moments of touching today? See, unknown at moment of touching, no awareness.
And how many moments of clinging to hardness, to patuidatu?
That's why in order to eradicate the idea of self completely, absolutely, it has to be natural understanding of whatever appears. And it appears more and more as not self. Even hardness here, or seeing, or visible object, or sound, or hearing, little by little. It's there in daily life. Like ignorance, attachment is there in daily life. Shall we talk about this life as past life or future life? What are we doing? You don't have to think when we were born, next life. What was I doing here and there? See? So clear. And this life is future life of last life, for sure. Last life, we might think, who will be, what will I be, what plane, what form, so on, what happenings in life, but it's now, future of fresh life, no need to think about. So this life is next life of last life, and it's, this life is past life of next life. So clear. Each moment, but it depends on plane of existence. It's gone, completely gone. Like yesterday is gone, this morning is gone, this afternoon is gone, but keeps on arising and falling away by conditions, with ignorance, so dark, or like in a dream. When one wakes up, nothing in a dream. So when awareness is there, no one at all, only a moment. As soon as awareness arises, when Panya develops to the degree, it can understand what Buddha said. Nothing, and then something, and then nothing. So as soon as it's there, it's gone. Otherwise, there cannot be moment of becoming detached from clinging if it's not directly experienced. But still, it's only the experiencing the nimitta.
All the tastes and sounds and hardnesses so attached to in last life completely gone and forgotten, and these ones will be completely forgotten, and what we take for being people, my husband, my son, my friend, all to be completely forgotten at the end of this life, not realizing it's just hardness and visible object and sound that is clung to so much life after life. Next life, more clinging to more objects taken for people and things endlessly.
So we'll know each other not so long. Next life, who knows? See?
No expectation.
But attachment is there, continue to other people, other beings. The one we love cannot follow us, but attachment keep on, accumulated, follow each life.
It's good to appreciate how all the paccia, all the conditions just relate to now and this moment. And so this is the study of paccia about now.
I remember the nun who said that what's the use of studying paccia but not understanding aramana paccia right now. But it's not thinking about aramana paccia, just know that that is a reality which is seen. It includes paccia, because it's the, if we call it is aramana paccaya, it means that whenever citta arises, when citta sees, there must be the object which is seen as paccaya of its arising anytime. So learn to understand the characteristic of aramana by then. It's no need to say what paccaya is there.